One of the things I tell my students is that in general, in society, in business, you have two types of jobs. You have the technician or the subject matter expert who has a skill, like an engineer, an artist, a computer programmer, a carpenter, a plumber, somebody who has a very specific set of skills to do a very technical task. You could also consider someone who works at a bank, at the reception of a bank, you know, receiving payments, giving cash, exchanging money. That would be considered a technician. Any job where you can write down a very specific job description and something that is repetitive. You go in, you do your work. It's typically the same type of work every day, the same type of tasks. You just need to follow a script. You need to follow instructions. And you do the same job every day. And that's pretty much what a technician would do. They're doing the same skills, the same processes with little variation. Most of the jobs in society are technicians. And then you have the other type of job, which is typically a manager, someone who is involved in strategy, in leadership, in management, in guiding teams, creating structures and processes and rules. And that job is often much more creative. It requires the organizing of people, leading of people, the coordinating of different departments and different skills and expertise. And often there isn't a very good exact job description or a process for being a manager. You'll have somewhat vague goals or objectives, and you have to figure out how to achieve those goals. And so there isn't an instruction manual. There isn't a detailed job description on how to go about doing that. You need to understand what the needs of the company are or the organization, and you have to be able to figure out how to get there on your own. And the irony of this situation is that the way that most companies promote people to a manager is by being very good at a technical job. So if you're very, very good at a technical job, you get promoted and eventually become a manager of other people who are in that same field, who have those same skills. And the problem with this method is that the skills that you need to be a good manager are very different from being a good technician. For example, if you are a computer programmer, you need to be very good at JavaScript or C++ or any of the other coding languages. You can be very good at creating code, writing software, creating websites, doing front end or back end development. You can be very creative and proficient in those skills. However, once you get to the manager position, it's a completely different set of skills that you need to be good at. And typically what we call those are soft skills. So for example, some soft skills could be your social skills, your people skills. How do you relate to people? Can you communicate with them? Can you understand them, what they're trying to say, what their needs are? What's your attitude? What's your comportment? Are you patient? Are you kind? Are you a good listener? Do you communicate clearly? You know, what is your attitude? Are you friendly? Are you open to criticism? Are you open to feedback? Are you available to talk to people? A lot of these ideas are soft skills. You know, the ability to empathize with someone if they have a problem. Can you understand them? Do you have empathy for their situation? Do you understand the problem that they're having, and can you help them find a solution? Soft skills are often things that you can't really measure. How do you measure patience? or being a good listener. You can't really measure these things. But an effective manager is going to be good at these soft skills. Emotional intelligence, meaning, can I sit with someone in the same room and understand how they're feeling, to understand what they think about their job, their satisfaction, and be able to ask them questions that gives me the truth of the situation. Emotional intelligence being, if I have an assignment, can I form the right team? As a manager, can I bring in the right people to form the right team to get the job done? So this would be another example of soft skills. What are some other soft skills? Being able to persuade. So if you're a manager, not everything you do, you can just give orders. A lot of what a manager does is work with other departments and other managers that are on the same level. So you can't tell someone what to do if they don't work for you. They're a peer. They're someone who's on the same employment level as you, and you need to work with them. You need to persuade them to do what you need to be done. So persuasion would be another soft skill. The ability to speak in public would be a soft skill, to speak in front of a group, to communicate, to repeat, to emphasize what you're doing, not just verbally, but in written form. Can you read and write clearly? Meaning, can you read something that someone else wrote and understand what they're trying to say directly and indirectly? These would be other examples of soft skills. Another one would be critical thinking or creativity. Can I look at a problem and understand the essence of the problem and a pathway to a solution? That would be an example of soft skills. Being innovative in my solutions, or understanding what resources I have available to achieve an objective. That would be a soft skill that a manager would need to understand and be good at, because that's what managers are. They're people that take resources and then they use those resources to achieve an objective, to get a solution. So that would be an example of a soft skill. Another soft skill would be patience in troubleshooting. You come to a problem. Managers are by nature problem solvers. So can you see a problem? Can you have the patience and the discipline and the determination to find a solution? So patience is a soft skill, and the ability to troubleshoot and to move past obstacles to find solutions to problems. That would be another example of a soft skill. Or leadership. Leadership is a soft skill. And again, it's something that's very hard to to quantify. It's hard to measure leadership. You kind of just know it inherently. If you were asked by someone, is Zubair a good leader? Is Ryan a good leader? Well, you would just sort of know, but you could give examples, but you couldn't give a score. It's not like a test. It's not like an engineering or a mathematics or a biology test. It's something that you just sort of know intuitively. How could you define leadership as a soft skill? Well, the ability to resolve conflicts. Leaders need to be able to lead people and resolve problems and conflicts. So conflict resolution could be another example of a soft skill. Another soft skill is empowerment. Taking people, understanding their skills and their abilities, and empowering them to do good work, giving them authority, giving them decision-making capacity, empowering them to do the work that needs to be done, and understanding what the limitations of that are would be a soft skill. Another one could be mentoring or supervising. So you have maybe weekly, biweekly, or monthly meetings with your employees as a manager, and you mentor them, you give them guidance, you counsel them on the work that they're doing, you offer them advice, feedback. So mentorship would be another example of a soft skill. The ability to cooperate, to be friendly and cooperate with other people would be a soft skill. And again, these are things that are important for individual workers, but also so important for managers. Can I cooperate with my team? Can I cooperate with my boss and my peers? Do I have to always get my way? Or do I have the ability to negotiate? Do I have the ability to accept the desires and preferences of others and work towards a common goal? Can I be flexible and understanding? These would be soft skills. So I think this is a good list. And again, just to summarize, technicians have hard skills, the ability to do specific tasks and carry out specific job descriptions. And in general, managers are more defined by their soft skills, those things you can't measure: leadership, empathy, teamwork, cooperation, communication, listening, being creative, critical thinking. These are all examples of soft skills. So I hope this helps.